You turn your Bibles with us. The Old Testament book of Job, chapter 4.
Job chapter 4.
It's a word from the Lord. It's not a desire to keep you long today.
Stand up.
When you find Job chapter 4, and when you get it, we will begin at the first verse. Shine some on the spotlight between verses 1 through 6. Let's pray. Brothers and sisters, preachers across the chasms of years have come to this book of Job with all types of circumspection. I have mentioned it in the past that when we come to the book of Job, we ought to come on tippy toe.
Wow.
Job reminds us that none of us have the right to judge any of us.
Amen.
All of us are struggling with something.
Say it, Pastor.
Say it,
everybody in here is in one of three positions.
Say it, Pastor.
You are in a storm, coming out of a storm, or about to go through a storm. Look at your neighbor and say, no condemnation.
No condemnation.
My prayer is that the people of God will come out of the condemning business. The church of God should not be about the business of liberating the people of God. The people of God should be about the business of liberating the people of God, so that they may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
Not condemning nobody.
Yes. Yes.
When you come to the book of Job, you come understanding in full measure that this book bears in it the creases between the commas, periods, and semicolons. The space between the words are saturated, y'all, with what it means to live and to learn, love, to grieve, and to cry.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The book of Job gives us a biopsy into the nature of the human condition.
All right.
Because we are human.
Well, yes.
It's important that I say that because some of us think we're angels.
Come on.
The book takes us into the nature of the human condition. Job book does. What it means to wake up in the morning. Watch me now. Oh, I love this part.
Well.
And your entire world has changed.
Everything.
To come home one afternoon, Juanita, to find out the things you love, the things you were nurtured and kept, have completely fallen apart.
Yes, yes.
What do you do when life is shaking you from center to circumference?
Come on now, Jesus.
When the rug has been pulled from under your feet.
Wow.
This book takes us into what it means to have a revelatory experience with God.
Yes.
Some of us ain't been here because I shout by myself.
Yes.
Oh, my brother, my sister, be careful what you ask for. You've been praying for God to give you revelation. Be careful what you ask for.
Yes, sir.
You want God to give you anointing and grace. Be careful what you ask for.
Yes.
Sometimes God can only give you a revelation.
Wow.
In the dark night season of your life.
Yes, sir.
In the kingdom of heaven, God sees a bad thing as a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
God will let a terrible thing be bad long enough to make you better than you are.
What you say,
this is not easy, but it's tight, but it's right. It's amazing how God sees things. God will take a crucifixion on a cross on a Friday and turn it into the best thing that ever happened to you. God will take suffering, heartbreak, tears, rejection, and put a board in your back. Did I just say that? God will take the mess you go through and put some spine in your back. Make you stand up and tell the devil, I am that I am by the grace of God.
Yes, 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 yes.
We need revelation. We need God to open his mouth and pour out into us.
Yes.
Sometimes God must bring us back to what we already know to show us what we did not understand.
Yes, yes, yes.
We think we know all of
us.
Amen. That's right, devil. It's coming out. God will take us back to what we already know and make sure we understand what we know.
Yes.
Saying all that, we have read the book of Job over and over again. It's a familiar book. I've taught and preached from it.
Wow.
But reading the book lets us see something that we should have seen a long time ago. That is right. God told me to tell y'all. I brought back to you to this to show you what y'all miss.
Uh-huh.
God does not just want us to know something. He wants us to understand something.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Some reason my eyes filled with tears. I couldn't see.
Mm-hmm. All
right. I wasn't got happy on the inside.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you do, y'all? When you come home one afternoon and everything is falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pastors through the years, y'all, have cataloged this book.
Mm-hmm.
Analyzed Job. And his friends.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Watch this deep bill.
Uh-huh.
One writer on Job says, the tragedy of Job was not that he lost everything, not that he was so sick, but when he needed comfort,
yes,
his friends did not give it to him.
Right.
Yes,
that's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Say it, Pastor. Say it, Pastor.
So preachers have made Job's friends out to be his enemy. Because that is just how they sounded.
Yeah.
Right.
Watch me now. Listen to Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
When I come to you for compassion, and you tell me I need to get my life together,
mm-hmm.
that is not what I want to hear from you. In the text, Job comes to his friends looking for comfort and some relief.
That's right.
Yes.
That makes them sound like his enemies, not his friends.
Yes,
but I submit to you this morning, there are some things you go through that compassion is the last thing you need.
Yes.
What you say?
Say it, Pastor. Jesus.
You may not like this, that, but let me submit to you that God will always give you what you need when you need it.
Amen.
When you need a friend, God will send you a friend.
Yes, yes.
But when you need an enemy, God will allow you to get an enemy at the right moment to get yourself together.
Yes, yes.
I have lived long enough. Not every problem can be solved with a hug or a kiss. Or by me allowing you to lay your head on my shoulder.
Yes, yes, yes.
Every now and again, the best way to help you is to slap you upside in the back of your head.
Yes.
Y'all looking at me funny. Y'all didn't like the rest of the sermon. I know y'all not. Every now and again, the best way to get help is to slap you up in the back of your head. I'm just letting you know. I did not come in this morning to let you put your head on my shoulder or my robe, cry, and mess up my robe. In the name of Jesus, wipe your tears away. God has placed you in the birthing position, and y'all trying to get off the table. I know it don't feel good, right, ladies? Two fools sitting in the middle of a silly situation. Did I just say that?
Yeah,
you did.
But God will allow someone to stand up in the building and say, wipe the tears off your face. What are you whining about? Your life is not over yet. God is not through with you yet. God says, I'm trying to push you into excellence. young head person here to recognize that our Lord is still on the throne, and besides him, there's no other God. Do I need to remind you? The Lord told Moses in Israel, God is one God, one faith, and one baptism. Besides him, there is no other. Isn't it something, though? The only way for God to push you towards greatness? Isn't it something, the only way for God to push you into greatness is this? Send someone into your life that gets on your nerves. Only God can send somebody that gets you so agitated, so mad, so frustrated and angry that you forgot how broken you were. And you know you love your friends.
Yes, yes.
He'll make you forget about your friends.
Yes.
And tighten up your stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, they ride it out with you. They say you go to jail, I go to jail.
Yeah.
That's a problem right there.
Yeah.
If you broke, I'm broke. That's a problem too. Let me help y'all. Your enemies have blessed you more than your friends have.
That's right.
Amen.
Did I just say that?
Well,
I can repeat myself. Y'all be hearing it. Your enemies have blessed you more than your friends have.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It was not your friends that made you pray.
Come on now.
It was not your friends that made you tap into an anointing.
Yes.
Can I do this right now, y'all? I want to thank everyone that rejected me, abused, and misused me. I want to thank every person that lied on me and stabbed me in the back. Because when you stabbed me in the back, you made me stand up and straighten up my back. Thank you, Jerusalem. Thank them. Because what they meant for evil, God turned that thing around for your good. Y'all don't leave it there with a new perspective.
Amen.
Who wasn't every day telling y'all I'm missing the Lord, and I'm not going to tell you what to preach about. Come to church sometime.
Amen.
New perspective on what you had to go through to get here. Stop asking God to fix the problem. Stop asking God to change things. Let the problem be the problem.
Amen.
And watch how God use the problem to make a way out of no way.
Yeah.
When we are going through, it does not feel good. You want it to stop. But what we really need is to be delivered.
Yes.
Tell somebody, I just want to be free.
Come on,
I don't care if I have to bleed all the way to the next level.
Yeah.
I will bleed to get to the next level.
Yes.
Gotta get there.
That's all.
Yes.
Gotta get there.
I want it. I want it by any means necessary.
Thank you, Lord.
Look how God works. Eliphaz comes to Job as a friend, but he sounds like an enemy. Did y'all hear me? I said he sounds like an enemy. God protects us from enemies that sound. God protects me from enemies that sound like friends.
Amen.
Did I say it right? Eliphaz says to Job, "Hey, Job. When you was preaching to us, and tell us that God will make a way, God got you, God know where we at. Say, I can trust my God. When you were saying all of that, and you were telling us, just pray. When we was going through our stuff, you were telling us, just pray. Just pray about it. Give it in prayer.
Yes, sir.
When we tell you we sick and tired of coming to church and listening to y'all tell us the scripture, and ain't nothing giving us, you just tell us to pray. You said, Job said, you said, you offer sacrifices for your family, Job. Well, what about you now? What about you, Joe? Now trouble has come to your house.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What you gonna do
when
the trouble comes to you?
Jesus.
Every now and again, you need people in your life that challenge us. Time out for people that just there.
Right.
Time out. Time out for people that just there. I always got to pour into you, Sister Bailey. I always got to pour into you. You always need a prayer. Don't you know how to pray for me? I always got to give you a word. Can you ever give me a word?
Yes.
Matter of fact, I got you. You ought to pray that I get to the next level, because to be around you and keep you as a friend, I got to survive in the next level, bring you back some, because you starving, dying, and you trying to starve me too. Surround yourself with people that's going somewhere. No, you ain't got to try to be with them, but just be in their presence. I go to the association, Seaboard, and I was sitting there with Dr. So-and-so. I was sitting right there. I got to say nothing. You got to acknowledge me. But I'm a sponge. I'm not the smartest person, but guess what? When it comes to the Word of God, He has made me a sponge.
Yes.
I absorb stuff and I don't let it go.
Amen.
Yes. So teach, bro. But you got knowledge in your spirit. No one can, they can take a whole lot of stuff away from you, but knowledge they cannot take away from you. I will sit there and hear how you do it. I'll hear how you mess it up. Because guess what? When I get to that point, I'm not gonna mess that up like you messed it up. Because you just shared it with me. But some are so stuck on stupid and so got our nose in the air, no one can tell us nothing. We think we're better than everybody else. But we used to do this 100 years ago. Okay, that's what you need to know. It was 100 years ago, and this is now.
Yes,
we serve the same God yesterday, today, and ever. But our God is a moving God. He's a living God. He's ever evolving. He's making His word tailor-made for the circumstances and situation right now. And you living in the past. You can't live on yesterday's victory. No, you can't. And let me give y'all a tip. That knows on Facebook. I don't care how many show up to church. That's why I can preach like this. Because you think I wait for a certain person to show up in here? No. Because I'm supposed to do what God called me to do. Because guess what? God said, I'm going to fill the need, boy. You just fill your need. You perform. He said, because guess what I do? I will build the ministry around them, and then when they show up, they're going to wonder, well, where did she come? No, where were you when God was building us? I'm not preaching this to make myself sound. I'm charged to keep our hand a God to glorify. I need to remind you that David encouraged himself in the Lord. There'll be times when family and friends, ace, coon, boom, buddies, homeboy, homegirl, will not stand with you. You must focus and keep pushing. Tell yourself, I'm blessed in the field.
Amen.
Blessed in the city.
Yes, sir.
I'm blessed going out and coming in.
Yes.
I'm just trying to say, push me, Lord.
Yes.
Push me. Don't feel good, but push me. And guess what? I'm very cognizant. I become spiritually educated because I spent some time alone with him. And I know what I'm asking for is not an easy thing.
Yeah.
I know what I'm asking for may cost me a little bit.